In this bulletin, a deadly church fire near Cairo claims dozens of lives, including children. The Australian government considers boosting international worker entry numbers to address the skills shortage. And in football, a dramatic clash between two managers after a draw between Chelsea and Tottenham. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. A fire has torn through a packed church service west of Egypt's capital, killing 41 people and leaving more than a dozen others injured in the blaze. Police say early investigations are linking the fire to an electrical short circuit, but the exact cause is not yet known. Health Minister Khaled Abdel Gaffar says two people have left hospital while 12 others are still being treated.
Hopefully, within the coming few hours, the cases that are stable will be discharged.
The Business Council of Australia is pushing for reforms to the country's skilled migration system in a bid to resolve skills shortages. The council's chief executive wants a shift away from what she calls an ad hoc short-term approach to longer-term planning for permanent migration. Jennifer Westacott says the backlog of current visa approvals needs to be addressed urgently and two-thirds of places available for skilled workers. Skills Minister Brendan O'Connor says while no decision has been made on the current annual migration cap, he's indicated an increase would be desirable. A year after Afghanistan came under the control of the Taliban, children are sharing their stories of daily struggle and survival caused by the triple threats of starvation, early marriage and child labour. A new report by World Vision Australia paints a bleak picture, with more than 53% of children in four northwestern provinces classed as acutely malnourished, while 95% of people don't have enough food, and 66% of children show signs of mental health issues. The report highlights how in some parts of the country, the average income for a household is just $1.35 per day. Saeed Ahmad's baby, Medina, is in hospital.
She is Medina. She's 1 year old and 4 months, and she's malnourished. I brought her here to be treated by these doctors. Since she was born, she has been malnourished and in this condition. Her mother cannot breastfeed her as she does not have milk, and I do not have money to buy milk for her. They gave us food and nutrition packages. Her health has improved. These doctors help everyone, even the poor.
Canberra Airport is back to normal operations after a man was arrested for allegedly firing a gun near security screening. ACT police say the alleged gunman fired around 5 shots at glass windows on Sunday afternoon. No one was injured and police say the gun was not directed at any passengers or staff. The airport was evacuated, the man taken into custody and normal operations resumed shortly after. The family of Salman Rushdie, who was injured in an attack on Friday in New York, has issued a statement saying the 75-year-old is now off a ventilator. Son Zafar Rushdie says the author remains in a critical condition, but his usual feisty and defiant sense of humour remains intact. Mr. Rushdie's literacy agent says the road to recovery has begun, and although his injuries from the stabbing are severe, he is heading in the right direction. The man accused of stabbing him, Hadi Matar, has pleaded not guilty to the charges of attempted murder and assault. Australia's Lebanese diaspora community is playing a major role in helping family and friends in Lebanon survive the country's economic crisis. In 2021, inflation in Lebanon was at 154.8%. That's according to the World Bank, 25 times Australia's current inflation rate of 6.1%. Lebanese banks have also put limits on how much of their own funds citizens can withdraw, recently pushing a man to extreme lengths who needed money to pay for his sick father's treatment. Ali Hamoud, who's part of the Lebanese community in Australia, told SBS News money from the diaspora is helping families with essential living expenses in Lebanon.
From my connection with the community, I know they're giving great help, great support, just to keep their families and friends surviving. We not give them money just to for luxury, to keep them alive. Because giving $100 or $200 a month to a family in Lebanon, you could really give them enough help to survive that month. $200 Australian dollars could keep our family of five people alive.
Turning to sports news, and in football, two managers have been involved in a clash after the 2-2 draw between Chelsea and Tottenham. As Antonio Conte and Thomas Tuchel shook hands, one of the men did not let go, with pushing and shoving breaking out between the pair. They were both shown red cards and sent off after the final whistle. And that is the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.